Jim's gonna do the same thing, send the services over since this afternoon, we're going to her dad, so we're off tomorrow, so just keep it in your prayers. Gonna be raining, might as well go somewhere else. Might as well get out of here.
I think the little pregnant girl comes here, Brianna's her name. I think on the answer machine, she said they were putting her in the hospital today and gonna use letters.
About time for her to have that baby, so let's keep it in your prayers. All right, let's finish this, chapter 16. Now, this is Paul continuing to the Romans, and then we'll do the Carthage Republic. I commend you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord. Where's my, hey, this thing's not moving. Now it is. That you receive her in the Lord as becoming saints, and that you assist her in whatever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succor of many, which is what? Succor is someone that takes care of someone, a helper, of many and myself also. So Paul's commending a sister. Now he, Brother Brown said Paul, they said Paul was a woman hater. Said Brother Brown was a woman hater, but if you'll read it right, that's not true.
Right.
Holds them to very high esteem.
Yeah.
Same thing here with her. She's been a helper of many and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, you know, those are the two tent makers that he lived with, and they were his boss for a little while. And my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks. Remember I told you the story about how Priscilla and Aquila came in and saved Paul from certain things, stoning or something like that. Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Phantus, who is the first fruit of Acacia, or Asia, unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. And salute Adronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoner, who are of note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. Now remember, he's winding down his letter. So he's winding down the letter, so he's telling them all these. He's given attaboys, pats on the back to some of his fellow workers. All right. Greet Ampulus, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ. And Stiches, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus. In the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labored in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Yep, I don't know if that was his real mother, but you can have mothers in the gospel. Salute all them other people. Couldn't have just some Wades and Bobs in there, could we? So he salute each one with a holy kiss. The church of Christ salutes you. Churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Everybody got that? What did Irenaeus do when Cerinthius was in the same bathhouse he was in? Remember, he runs out of the bathhouse and says, I don't want to be caught in the same room.
That's right.
With that infidel or that, and all he, and not say all, but what he was preaching was Christ wasn't God. He was like a demigod or a second person, or he was became God at the River Jordan. We've heard those doctrines before. They're not new. They're all just dug up from them.
Yeah.
Because the demons don't die. Remember, demons just keep traveling. They travel through dimensions, and they traveled in that dimension. And what happened was somebody opened themselves up for that doctrine. That's the same way with the Trinity. You think God ever brought a Trinity into being? No. The devil brought the Trinity into a being, but as man accepted it, God winked at the ignorance of man because they didn't have teaching like we have now. And they had gotten away from their first love, as the first church age said, because the first church age, remember, had no second person of Christ. They had no Jesus wasn't God to the River Jordan. They had no Baptist and Methodist and Pentecostal and all these different doctrines. They only had one doctrine, and that was the doctrine of the apostles, right?
Yes.
And Paul, you know, he said in the scripture before, the gospel which I preach. Mark them or note them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they are such, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now, obviously they're preachers, because they're preaching a doctrine.
Yeah.
Not an evil, to say what I mean by evil. They're trying to preach, I guess, what they see. But they're trying to fill their own bellies, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. We know that goes on all the time. Innocent. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. Now, not obedience to Paul. Remember, we don't give obedience to Brother Brown. We give obedience to God.
Yes.
Paul was a servant, Brother Brown was a servant, so we include them in that, but his obedience here is saying, I'm glad you're obedient to the word.
Yes.
I'm glad you're obedient to what we're preaching. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. All right? And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet, so the bride is where we go back to Genesis 3:15. Remember? Satan's going to bruise his heel. We're going to bruise his head. So we're going to, or they're going to, vice versa. But look, it tells us right here, shortly, we know one thing for sure. Paul, remember what we're talking about. Paul is prophesying. He's telling a group of people. But you and I are going to have to become that. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet, period.
Yes.
Period. Not shortly. This is no shortly no more. This is it, period. Okay? And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timotheus, my work fellow, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sopater, my kinsmen, salute you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Tertius. You didn't know Paul's name was Tertius, did you? Mm-mm. He wrote this epistle. Gaius, mine host, and of the whole church, saluteth you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, salutes you. And Cordus, my brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets. Now he's talking about the Old Testament. He's the only prophet that's talking in the New Testament right now. There hasn't been a prophet to write the Bible. Paul's the one writing the Bible. According to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. So Paul is finished with his writing to the Romans. And the book of Romans to me is it's a powerful book. It tells us how to live, how to do, how to work. We went through all the adoption part of it, Romans 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. And then he ends up his whole chapter of the book of Romans saluting the people that are with him. In other words, picking them up. Then, hey, I may be going to Rome, but all these people here, you need to listen to them because they have my gospel. All right, and that's what Paul's whole, to me, like Brother Brown said, Paul didn't go into a nation or into a country and stay there for months. He would stay there and establish one person, get them established, and then he would move on. There's no reason for me to go to the Philippines and spend 3 months. I'm not a Filipino. But we're going to go over there, bring the preachers together, establish them in the gospel a little bit more. I'm going to get out of there and come back here home where I'm supposed to be. And then, you know what? What better than preaching every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday. Because God can speak to them just as well as he speaks to us. There is no difference because we're Americans and because we're in Lula. There's no difference. God can speak to them. But they got to hear it first. So you present the gospel to them. That's what Paul's doing. He goes out, presents the gospel. And I know, I believe Paul may be preaching to a bunch of people, and all of a sudden the Lord show him, or he sees an interest in just one or two, not 500, just one or two people. And I believe Paul would, being the master he is, he would go to that person and establish him. Yeah. And you know what? That's the Lord leading you to do that.
Right.
Leading you to strengthen. How are you going to strengthen a brother that doesn't want to be strengthened? You're just wasting your time.
Right.
That's why he said, move on. Don't even be caught with them. What do you say here? What do we say? Mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have heard, and avoid them. Right? It didn't say shun them and throw them in, you know, throw them in a ditch. It just says avoid them. In other words, Paul says, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on somebody that doesn't want to hear the gospel. Why? Because it just falls on what, deaf ears. So Paul's a master. Paul's a prophet. But I mean, I'm telling you, Paul, that's why, why would God want 80% of the New Testament that concerns us? Why would he want somebody to write it except Paul? Paul would be the one I'd want to write it to, because you know why? Because Paul's standing here, he's already been a Pharisee, he's been a part of the priesthood over here in the Old Testament part, the scrolls and the Torah. He is so well versed in that.
Yeah.
Peter wasn't.
That's right.
Peter was just a dumb fisherman, and if he's sitting here, he'd say, yeah, I was.
Right.
He couldn't even write his name.
Yeah.
Now, and probably had to have somebody write his 1 Peter, 2 Peter, and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. But he told them. And so, but here you got Paul writing these letters personally. He's writing letters personally.
Yeah.
So God is speaking, and then God said, okay, that's the word of God. That's eternal. That's going to stay there forever. That's part of the word of God. So we thank God for that. All right, so we're going to have just a little bit of playtime.
Go to verse 22 and see where it says, that wasn't a scribe?
Hmm?
Verse 22, that name.
Iturius?
Yeah. Did Paul have trouble seeing?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably wrote. What is that?
A
minister?
A munion of Paul.
So he must have helped him write.
In other words, he helped him write the epistle to the Romans. Yes, Paul, you got to remember, Luke wrote the book of Acts. It was the Acts of the Apostles. A lot of it was Paul, but Luke wrote it.
Actually,
Luke wrote the book of Acts, the whole book of Acts. Luke wrote it. He wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts. But what happened was, in the book of Acts, Luke was Paul's personal physician, so he only went with him everywhere he went. He just attached it. I don't know if he said, I don't think Paul paid him to be a doctor, but Luke was a physician. So Luke got tied to Paul, and then he wrote the whole book of Acts. Well, that was a lot of Paul. A lot of it was Apostle Paul. So I'm not saying that Paul wrote the whole thing, but he did. He spoke to somebody, and they wrote. Or, and then a lot of times, sometimes in here, somewhere in one of these, he says, I write this by my own hand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in other words, he does write some of it by his own hand. And then you have Tertius here, who did that for Paul.
Thank you.
Am I ready?
No.
Yeah. Take one of each and pass. Anybody need any pen?
Yeah.
Pens for free. Pens for free for the next 30 minutes, and then you put them back over here.
All right.
You got one? You got one.
You didn't throw that in the direction, Sister Rebecca said.
Yeah, just a general direction.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, take a. There you go.
You want to turn this off?
Huh?
You want to turn that off?
Yeah, just turn it off. Yep, take one and pass it around. I think I had 20.